episode 4. I'm gonna keep counting in Spanish until I don't have to count in Spanish anymore. When I tell you guys I've been trying to post this episode for like 3 weeks, I'm not joking. There's no cap, but my phone said I needed to update to use the Anchor app. So shout out Anchor for being such a great and advanced app. And shout out to iPhone for making me have to update my phone. If y'all know me, I don't like updating my phone. Because then, I don't know, I have to deal with all the changes and feeling like an old lady all over again. Trying to figure out how to work my phone. And you guys already know, we in the streets for you for this episode 4. And the person almost got hit by Stevia because they were being foolish. And they know they were because they didn't honk at me. Okay. So let's get right. Let's jump right into the episode. Y'all ready? Yeehaw! Good morning, good afternoon, good day, in whatever time zone you are in. I just wanted to reintroduce myself for those who are just now tuning in, vibing with me. I am Cynethia McClendon, aka Sin, C-Y to the N, and this is my podcast, Car Chats with Sin, where I am unapologetically myself and inviting you in to take a ride with me. There is no telling what you're going to get. You know those random thoughts that just pop up in your head, and I'm just expressing it, expressing myself and feeling safe to do so. So thank you always for allowing me to have your attention today. And let's just get ready. Let's get ready to take a ride. I'm really excited always for this journey and to invite you in to get in my car. Oh my goodness, do y'all know that? Does anybody, you have to know that Billy Ocean song? Hey. Get into my car, get out of my dreams, get into my car. Like that, I love that song. I made one of my friends like watch the music video with me. Cause I was just like, hey, you, get into my car. Who, me? Yes, you. Get into my car. Boom, 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 boom. I love it. And I think the music video is like so great. And like, it's like, like animated, had like little animations like throughout it that I think are just so like, I don't know if it's like 80s 90s, so 80s 90s aesthetic like vibes. It was just great. I love that. And so I think about that all the time. And I was like, I mean, what would I do if someone said, hey, you get into my car? I'm like, what? Hold on. I know you. What are you talking to me? I probably would just keep walking. I know me. I'd probably be like, oh nope, pretend I have like, I usually have my headphones in. Sometimes they're not even playing stuff. Like, I'd be forgetting they're there. I would just be like, we vibe. Or, like, check my phone. Like, I got a phone call or something. Honestly, I know. Like, that's just how I would be. And I would like to say that if it was, like, if it was somebody I know, obviously, I would hop in the car. Or even, like, I would want to be like, oh, yeah, but he was handsome. I'd be like, well, it's good. No, I wouldn't. I would keep walking. Like, stranger danger. I learned that full well and thoroughly. I am snatchable, people. Ladies, y'all gotta be on guard. And guys, I mean, guys can be snatchable too. Like, you just trying to be very aware of my surroundings at all times. Which I, you know, one step at a time, you know? And like, sometimes I really wish that like my car had like a sort of bumpability. Like when people were acting like dumb in the streets, I could just like run up on them and like just bump them, like without like getting in a crash or anything like that, but just like bump their car. Like I would just bump ignorance all the time. Like, ooh, you get a bump, all y'all get a bump. Also wish I had a customized horn that would just say you're an idiot, like kind of like in the Grinch stole Christmas, like you're an idiot. Like, you know, it's like, I'm an idiot. You're an idiot. Like, I would die. And I would just love that. Because I just be like, everybody's just silly. Like, I just be like, why y'all silly in the streets? I know I'm silly in the streets because I'm also in the streets with you. Okay, why did the guy next to me look like homeboy homeboy from you. Look at my mile. I was like, wow, he was driving with some seriousness. Anyways, quick thoughts. But yeah, like I said, just thank you so much for listening. Do. Let's write this out. I was today years old when I found out that, okay, you know your ceiling fan, right? Like if you are blessed to have a ceiling fan in your home, your humble abode, it is a gift, okay? Because I've been in apartments, they ain't got no ceiling fan, ain't got no lights. Like when you have to like plug in a lamp to work a switch, that's just dumb to me. Sidebar, that's dumb. Anyways, but back to this, a ceiling fan. So, you know, most ceiling fans have two strings, right? One for the fan and one for the light. I was today years old when I found out that the one for the light is usually, do not quote me, I got this from a friend, #Shannon, and JoJo, that the one in the center is the light. And that the one that is outside is for the fan. Y'all, that changes everything. You know you be up there trying to cut on the light, trying to change the fan, and you just pulling them, just pulling them back and forth, and nothing's happening. Got the fan going too fast, the light not coming on because the switch ain't on. But listen here. All the problems are solved. The one in the middle is the light. The one on the outside is the fan. #, I was today years old. And we're back with Car Chats with Sin. Quick thoughts. You know me, always bringing you my full brain and attention. I'm so glad to have your attention as I share the most random things in my brain, I feel. Does anybody else... is like completely and utterly like attached and to their GPS. Like I use that thing like nobody's business. Like I won't know how to get home. I won't know how to get to the grocery store. I won't know how to get to the gas station. I won't know anything without my GPS. And today I was leaving, getting dinner with a friend, which was absolutely amazing. Shout out to Amelia Pearson, my girl. She is a sweet joy of gentle kindness, love in a bubble of greenness. I love her so deeply. She is what the scriptures say, like a soft and gentle spirit. Like that is who she is. And we went to this new place. Not new to me. Something Tsunami. I'm sorry, y'all. I should really know the name of this place, but I do not. It was Tsunami of sorts, and it was like an Asian fusion location that was absolutely so pleasant. So pleasant. But yes, we were leaving, and I went to go put my GPS in, and your girl, the GPS was just rolling. It was like rainbow wheels the entire time, just loading and timing out and loading again and timing out again, and I was just so confused. I was in absolute distress, and I was like, how am I supposed to get home? How am I supposed to know where I'm going if I do not have the GPS? And so I was like, I have to do this myself. Y'all. So I was like, I don't even know how to get out of this parking lot without the GPS. I can't even turn. So I'm getting on the streets and I'm like, okay, God, just get me home. I think I know my exit from here because I've come over here. I've been in Marietta many a time. I can do this. So I'm driving, and then out of nowhere, it starts to work. And I was going the right direction. Holla at your girl. She know these streets. Yes. Also, quick thought. So you ever get into your vehicle, and your vehicle, like, well, like, I have such a great vehicle. I love Chevy. I love my Chevy Cruze and how she will let me know when things need to be done. The tire pressure is down. Alert, alert. Beep, 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 beep. My... emergency brake is on. Alert, alert, beep, 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 beep. My oil needs to be changed. Beep, 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 beep. But it doesn't give you any precise things, dates, when I need to get this oil changed. My oil light came on and it said, oil needs to be changed soon. When is soon? Is this like, you know, 3 days, 2 miles, you know, right now? Like, I am in distress trying to figure this out. And I'm also a very upset, y'all. Let me just tell you where I'm at right now. I just got home. And, you know, I left my key card. I had to dial my phone, my little gate code to get in today. And somebody done took a great parking spot that I know I would have gotten if I didn't have to dial my gate code. And then proceed to drive around somebody that was just sitting in the middle of the gate code. Like, the gate box. What you doing here, sir? You silly. Just people silly. I also, today I saw a whole crash. Like, not like a wreck, but like 2 cars touched today. And I didn't know cars could bounce like that. I don't ever want to know. And I don't think I wanted to know that cars could. Alas, I need to get my oil changed and I need to get new tires. Pray for my royalty, y'all. Pray for me. Pray for the car. Thank you always for tuning in, listening to Car Chats with Scent. I know y'all feel the same. I know some of y'all can relate. Okay. Yes. Yo, what's good? And we're back with Car Chats with Scent. Unfortunately, we're not in my vehicle to chat it up, but we're in my best friend Day Day's vehicle. Say hi, Day Day.
What's good?
What's the name of your vehicle?
So his name is Vino.
Vino.
You know, he ages like fine wine. So.
Cap. I'm just kidding. Vino is dope. Vino's getting us where we need to go.
We already know what it is.
How long have you had Vino?
I've had Vino since what? Since 2016 now. So.
Oh man.
I've been going on 5 years.
Vino is aged.
Turn left onto Riverside Drive.
Thank you, Siri. She's interjecting our vibes. So, David, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Anything.
Anything.
I'm down to talk about anything.
Well, what's today?
Today's Tuesday.
And what did we get?
We got some tacos because it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Prum, 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 prum. Stop interrupting.
Is Siri telling us where to go?
Siri is telling us where to go because we out here in the streets, mm-hmm. per usual. We went to this new taco joint. It was called
Moxie Taco.
Yes. They also have a Moxie Burger, which
yeah. That's where we were going to go before, right?
Yeah, we wanted burgers, but then it was like, wait, it's Tuesday, so we got tacos. I got, what kind of tacos did I get? We both got corn tortillas.
We did.
Because we wanted the authenticity. I got, oh my goodness, what is it, carnitas?
It was a chicken thing. Like, was
chicken.
I forgot the name, I'm not going to remember.
Chicken.
But it's a chicken taco.
Yes. A chicken taco. And then I got a duck taco.
Mile, turn left onto Hertz Ferry Road Northwest.
It's going to be great. It's going to add so much quality. And then I got carnitas. Carnitas or carnadas. Am I saying it wrong? I'm not Hispanic. I'm sorry, y'all. My Spanish is poor. But amen. And David, you got 2 more tacos.
So I got the chicken one and then I think I got the steak one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure the last one, but we're gonna open it and find out.
You got beef. You got beef.
Was it beef?
Yeah, you got beef and steak.
Oh yeah, it might have been beef then.
I feel like that's silly.
No, it's about to be busted.
No, you should have got the shrimp. You should have went to different.
That was my first.
Over here, trying to get us hit. I saw that. Over here, stopping in the middle of the road.
Mm. Look, I need to make sure the car gets by. But I was gonna get shrimp at first, but I asked the person who was there mm-hmm. what her favorites were. So she said beef, and she said steak. So
and he picked it because she was cute.
She was absolutely gorgeous. That's a topic for another day.
No, yeah, that is next car ride. We'll talk about hot people that you won't get to see because it's a podcast. but yes, okay. So Taco Tuesday, we're really excited about these tacos. But before we went and got food, we did some yoga.
We did.
Shout out to
Jay. Jay is great.
Yes, namaste with Jay.
Mm-hmm. You can follow her on Instagram, whatever. Namaste with Jay. Yeah, she'll get you right.
She will get you right. I do not like yoga. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna cap. I will not. You know, I won't do it. But I was thoroughly relaxed, and it felt good to like be stretching again, like in letting go of the day. I think she said that a couple of times. Just let. What do you need to let go of?
Just release the tension you got.
Oof. And do we have it? We have it. It's only Tuesday and I'm already like, oh my goodness, what is happening? Can I just, want to sleep for like, I want to hibernate for at least 3 years. Wake me up in 3 years. What is that?
Is that 2024?
Oh, don't be wrong.
Yeah. It's 21 now.
So. Yeah, he did good.
Thank you.
He went to Georgia Tech, everybody. Shout out.
You know.
He's smart or whatever.
You know, I like to think so.
You like
to think so? I like to think so.
What were your thoughts about the yoga?
I had a great time, actually. I thought it was fun. I thought it was relaxing. And for me personally, I hadn't worked out. It's been a couple of weeks. I ain't going to cap to y'all. I've been lazy. So it was good to finally get some stretches in to just relax my mind, my body, and everything, you know.
Yes,
release the tension I had with all the stress I've been building up from work and everything. So it was a good time.
I'm glad we got out there and did that. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell the people, you know, as we're winding down? I'm going to ask you, maybe I'll ask you two more questions.
Okay.
What's one of your favorite things in the whole world?
One of my favorite things in the whole world? Okay, I love basketball. You know, okay. I'm a big Lakers fan.
Shout out to the Lakers if you're hearing this.
So I started off as a Kobe fan, but, you know, that fandom turned into a genuine Lakers fan. So I love basketball. We're not doing too hot right now. It's a kind of a new team. Team's kind of gelling. We got new pieces, new players, so we'll get it right. We'll figure it out before the playoffs start, but you know,
it's like he's on the team. Like, put him in, coach.
I'm saying we, like, I'm playing for him, but yeah, okay. we should get it straightened out before the end of the season.
He's made me an honorary Lakers fan. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows me, like, I do love basketball. Like, I genuinely love it, but I had no team. I don't really rep nothing, but I mean, like, I mean, them colors are nice, you know, purple and gold. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's not bad. And LA, like, it's a kind of great place to be. For all you LAers out there, you know what it is. Okay, and oh no, I forgot my second. Oh, okay. What's your favorite song out right now?
Oh, that is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got me with this question. Okay,
you can only pick one.
It's kind of a tie right now, but the thing is, it's by the same artist. I mean, I don't know if it's kind of a loophole, but Rod Wave, everybody. If y'all don't listen to Rod Wave, listen to Rod Wave, because Rod Wave is. I mean, to be fair, he makes a lot of sad music. But, I mean,
he be in his feelings.
The music be having me in my feelings. My shower concerts are lit. Rod Wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be pouring my heart and soul out. But
he be performing.
Yes, it's a song. So his. One of his songs is called Tombstone. I absolutely love that song. And I just started listening to another one called Already One. And those are both by Rod Wave.
Already One or Already One?
Already One. Like, you know, the victory is yours.
Oh, okay.
Already One. But he be telling stories through his music. So listen to it if y'all haven't already. But Rod Wave is great.
Okay, so the next time you are in the car, turn on some of that Rod Wave.
Yes, Rod Wave.
Okay, well, Diddy, I am super encouraged that you came to join me today, or I joined you in your vehicle. Thank you for driving. Hashtag.
Of course.
We love a honk. I'm the worst. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and tune in next time for Car Chats with Sin. You never know who's gonna jump in.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna ride this out.
Peace.
All right. Hey, yo, quick moment of thought out here in the streets. So I was recently talking to you had a little conversation with my homeboy, Day Day. We were talking about I absolutely loathe AirPods. I do so deeply, so fully. And, you know, of course, why do you hate them, Sin? Well, let me tell you, and I can tell you, like, it's no cap, no dice. Like, I can tell you straight out, here it is. So, you know, the time when AirPods were super popular, everybody and their mama was getting them. And I was like, you know what? I want to be on this wave. Like, I want some AirPods. Okay, we want to be cordless out here.
like everyone else. I want to go to the gym and just and run around. I want to dance around Walmart and not worry about my headphones getting caught on something and I freaking break my what's it called, a dongle? That, you know, the little adapter that they tried to give us when they decided they were going to take away that earphone hole, which also not a good look. Not a good look, iPhone. Not a good look, Apple. Not a good look. Anyways, so yeah, so here's my thing. First of all, I can't return my AirPods because my dumb behind decided that I was going to customize my these little jokers. I was like, oh, I'm going to customize my case and put sensational on there, spelled C-Y-N, sensational. That's what I decided. I decided that out the gate. Stupid. That's a story for another day of my nickname, Sensational. Any who's and any what's it's. So, yeah. So, I go ahead and get these things. And the first thing, I'm like, wow, they don't even, like, stay in your ear. They're not cushiony or comfortable at all. And I'm speaking still to them pros. I know you got a little rubber little tip or whatever. Still ain't comfortable. Also, you do anything and those jokers are out of your ear. You turn to the left, boop, they out. Turn to the right, boop, they out. Lift up your head, boop, they out. Shrug your shoulders, boop, they out. Put a jack, anything, they are out, boop. And then, oh, don't get me started on the life. These things don't last but for a moment. They last but for a moment, an instant in time. Is when a darn AirPod will stay on. And then they don't really give you any warning that they gonna shut off. That's what really gets me. It's like, ooh, okay, when was my 10% warning? When was my 5% warning? When was I... They're done. They done. They done. So yeah, I have some... I'm going back to Beats and I have no shame. Shout out, period. To close, you know, I like to pray. Like I always say, if this is not for you, you can fast forward whatever you need to do. I won't be praying alone today. I got my homie, my boy, my bestie, Day Day, who you got to hear from earlier, aka David. He's going to pray with us.
I'll hang up.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Bow your heads if you can. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much to be able to come to you right now, God, to come to your throne so fully, to know that I can meet you right where I'm at, that you will meet me right where I'm at, fully, with compassion, with love, with your mercy and your grace, God. And I, boy, do I need it. And so many others need it. So many others are crying out for you just to be in communication with you, to be in communion with you, to lock eyes with you. God, I am so grateful to be able to do that right now, God, and to not have to do it alone. I really pray for this holiday season. God, it has been the hardest, and I think it was going to be, you know, the first holiday season without my mother. God, but thank you so much for not allowing me to do it alone, for putting so many amazing people in my life that I could shout out for hours and hours upon hours. I just can't thank you enough for each and every individual that's prayed for me, that's asked me how I'm doing, that's listened to this podcast, that has interceded for me to talk to you, that has been walking with me, God. I thank you. I pray that you hold us so gently, so tightly in your righteous right hand, God. Keep us, keep walking with us, God. I love you so much. Thank you for being good, for doing good. So please just teach us your decrees and remind us that you are not far from any one of us. I love you so much. In Jesus' name, I pass this prayer on. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this great day, for this year, honestly, and for bringing us this far in life. I thank you, God, for the privilege just to talk to you when we can, to really just be ourselves, God, and to just live life. I thank you for that, for everything we may take for granted. We appreciate it. I thank you, God, for for Sanithia and her podcast. Thank you God for this great time. We want to just talk about different things and to really just be open and be great. I thank you for using this platform to really entertain people and to, you know, make it a good time. So I thank you God for this great time. I thank you for other people who may be listening, who maybe on car rides themselves or whatever they're doing. I just pray for everyone. I pray for family, friends, and, you know, people listening, that, you know, they may have a great day and finish up the year pretty well, and that they can just come to know you, God, if they don't already, and just continue to, you know, just be free and be great. I thank you for this time. I thank you for what you have in store for all of us. And I pray that you really just help us to reach our full potential in due time. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and all of us, we ask in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to episode 4. Can't believe it's done. We only have a couple more until we enter the new year. I cannot wait for all of the chats that I'm about to have when we go off to LA with my besties. I call them my shrubs. We will talk more about that. You've already met two of them. You already got to chat it up with two of them, Shannon and David Shoney. I would say his name correctly, like his last name correctly, but he'll make fun of me out here in these streets. So I'm not even gonna do that. Amen. Thank you for letting me talk about the clutch I have on my GPS out here in these streets, my hatred for AirPods, Taco Tuesday, y'all with me. And I really appreciate it. It is such an honor, such a privilege to have your attention. So please keep listening. Please send me anything you want to chat about. I was today years old when I learned about, you know, the switches up on the ceiling fan. Like, I'm always ready for your feedback, for your comments, encouragement, criticism, whatever it you have. But thank you so much always for riding with your girl. This is Car Chats with Sin.